Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Song, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Smoking Joe Frazier, the Hellraiser, raising hell with the flavor. Terrorize the jam like troops in Pakistan, swinging through your town like your neighborhood Spider-Man. So tick-tock and keep ticking, when I get you flipping off the shit, I'm kicking. The Lone Ranger, co-red, danger, deep in the dark with the art to rip the charts apart. The vandal, too hot to handle your battle. You're saying goodbye like they've been careful. What next? Inspector Dex on the set. The rebel, I make more noise than heavy metal.
The way I make the crowd go wild. Sit back, relax, won't smile. Ray got it going on, pal. Call me the rap assassinator. Rhymes rugged and built like Schwarzenegger. And I'ma get mad deep like a threat. Blow up your project, then take all your assets. Cause I came to shake the frame in half with the thoughts that bomb shit like math. So if you wanna try to flip, go flip on the next man. Cause I'll grab the clip and hit you with 16 shots and more I got. Going to war with the melting pot.
It's the Method Man for short, Mr. Map.
Move it on your left.
And set it off, get it off, let it off like a gat. I wanna break food, cop me back. Small change, they putting shame in the game. I take game and blow that nigga out the frame. And like fame, my style will live forever. Niggas crossing over like they don't know no better. But I do, true, can I get a soul? Enough respect due to the 162. I mean, oh, yo, check out the flow like the Hudson or PCP. When I'm dusting, niggas off because I'm hot like sauce. The smoke from the lyrical blood make me
What? Grab my nut, get screwed. Here comes my sound, let's sound. True, B-H-B-Y-U. To my crew with the...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, baby, baby, come on. Baby, come on, baby, come on.
Yo, you best protect your neck.
First thing first, man, you with the worst. I'll be sticking pins in your head like a nurse. I'll attack any nigga who's slacking his mat. Come fully packed with the fat burger stack. Same on you when you step through. Two, the old dirty bastard, straight from the Brooklyn Zoo. And I'll be damned if I let any man come through my center. You enter the winter, straight up and down. That shit is fat cam, you can't slam. Don't let me get fool on the man. The old dirty bastard is dirty and stinking. Ace on your nigga rolling with the knife of the creep. Niggas be rolling with a stab. Ain't saying gas, bite my style. I bite the motherfucker.
Yeah, out loud, my style is wild, so book me. Not long is how long that this rhyme took me. Ejected styles from my lethal weapon. My pen that rocks from here to Oregon. Here's more again. Catch it like a psycho flashback. I love gas. Rap with a gun. You wouldn't bust back. I'm going with all types of shapes and sounds. And where I lounge is my stomping grounds. I give an order to my peeps across the water to go and snatch up props all around the border and get far like a shooting star. Pursue our all. Just live on the life of Pablo Escobar. Point blank as I kick the square biz. There it is. The fuck is frozen. There it goes.
Yo, chill with the feedback block. We don't need that. It's 10 o'clock. Oh, where the fuck you see that? Feeling mad hostile. Ran out apostle. Flowing like Christ when I speak the gospel. Soul with the holy roll. Then attack the globe with the bucket. Style the ruckus. 10 times 10 men committing mad sin. Turn the other cheek and I'll break your skin. Slain boom bangs like African drums.
LB.
Coming around the mountain when I come. Crazy flamboyant for the rap enjoyment. My planet freeze like black unemployment. Yeah, another one there. Took a genius. Take us the out of here.
The woo is too slamming for these coke killer labels. So ain't had hits since I've seen Aunt Mabel. Be doing all the sin like Cain did Abel. Now they money's getting stuck to the gum under the table. That's what you get when you misuse what I invent. Your empire falls and you lose every cent for trying to blow up a scrub. Now that sword is just as bright as a 20-watt light bulb. Should've pumped it when I rocked it. Niggas so stingy, they got short arms and deep pockets. This goes on in some companies with majors to scare to death the pump team. First of all, who's your A&R? A mountain climber who plays an electric guitar. But he don't know the meaning of dope when he's looking for a super tie.
my rap that's cleaner than a boss soap. And I'm the dirtiest thing in sight. Matter of fact, bring out the girls and let's have a mud fight.
The best protect your neck, the best protect your neck, the best protect your neck.
I came to bring the pain, hardcore from the brain. Let's go inside my astral brain. Find out my mental, based on instrumental. Records, hate, so I can write monumental. Methods, I'm not the king, but niggas is decaf. I stick them for the cream, check it. Just how deep can shit get? Deep as the abyss, and brothers is mad fish. Accept it, in your cross color, clothes you crossed over. Think I totally crossed out and crisscrossed. Who the boss, niggas get tossed to the side. And I'm the dark side of the force. Of course it's the method, banned from the Wu-Tang Clan. I be hectic and coming for the headpiece, protect it, fuck it, 2 tears in a bucket, niggas want the ruckus, bustin' at me, bro, now bust it, styles like it's fuck wow, method man on some shit, pullin' niggas fouls, I'm sick, insane, crazy, driving Miss Daisy, out of fucking mind, now I got mine, I'm swayed.
Is it real, son, is it really real, son, let me know it's real, son, if it's really real, something I can feel, son, load it up and kill one, 24 deal, son, if it's really real, when I was a little stereo, I listen to some champion, champion. I always wonder,
wonder
when I will be the number one.
Yeah.
Now you listen to the dog on, when the dog on sonorin. Then in the dog on come just me,
just me.
Me, I gonna lick out some brains.
But it's time by. Brothers wanna hang with the map, bring the rope. The only way you hang is by the neck, nigga, rope off set. Come into your bra, just take it as a threat. Better yet, it's a promise. Coming from a vet, on some old Vietnam shit. Nigga, you can bet your bottom dollar, hey, I bombed it. And it's gonna get even worse for the guard. It's the woo coming through, nigga, nigga, throw they garment. Moving on your last outfall, Mr. Meth. In the representing, call my name in your chest. You can come test, realize you're no contest. Son, I'm the gun that went that old Wild West. Quick on the draw with my hands on the floor. 9-11 with the bucket rhymes galore. Check it cause I think not when this hip hop like proper. Rhymes be the proof while I'm drinking 90 proof. I'm vodka, no OJ, no straw. When you give it to me, yeah, give it to me raw. I burn, and when you drink, have to lose straight, it burn. Enough to get my chest there to burn. I don't need a chemical blow to pull a hoe. All I need is chemical back to pay them up.
Is it real, son? Is it really real, son? Let me know it's real, son, if it's really real. Something I can feel, son. Load it up and kill one. Want it broad deal, son, if it's really real.
Brothers would gather to see me blowing nicks and dimes. It was me,
Big T, Tanya answer Abu in the heat of the cypher. I was not liable from all the casualties of the Dutty MC. I split the train call like Moses did the Red Sea. So get it in your head, we gon' rock the dead. Night of the living MCs, the week was flex. And the stage is the pulpit, Renaissance won't quit. We gon' baptize y'all for your benefit. We've been aligned and assigned to change. Rearrange all your molecules like Doctor Strange. Make a cultic move if you disapprove. Loud mouth and it won't bust the groove. You see the object of the game is we don't see it as one. We don't quit bullshit and we never lost none. Deeper than the oceans and expand like air. We be vast indeed and if your hearing's impaired, we got the perfect remedy for you tonight. Just put your ears to it, it's like dynamite. And it's the Renaissance rap. It's the Renaissance. It's the Renaissance. It is the Renaissance. The Renaissance, it's the Renaissance, rap, it's Renaissance, rap, now looking at your clock, you know that it's time to hear a real ill beat, combinated with rhymes, brought to you by the person at the T.O.P., that be G.O.D., and I be T.I.P., the promoter of the blindness, witness what iris of this lame and he came, but I'm the Royal Highness, don't you ever forget, who put that pep in your step, we made it cool to wear medallions and say hotel, and this beat is something that you can't recover from, you better all join in the force because we can't be done, listen, we on this mission and it's the go, so welcome to the Renaissance in stereo, it's the Renaissance, Renaissance, Renaissance.
You know what time it is? This is Renaissance Poetry. Thankful for everyone who has showed up tonight. Looking forward to hearing poetry, to sharing energy with you all tonight. I'd like to start out by introducing myself. My name is Keith Eric, the Renaissance Poet. On the event page, we got my hosts, my co-hosts, my event page coordinators, you know, they get it in over there. Kimberla Renee, the Hurricane, and Sister Taraji. They keep it live. They take care of y'all pictures. And I'm telling you, they listen to y'all poetry. Above all, they hearing y'all, and they get it in. Now, I'm going to kind of talk about the music here before we get started here. You heard the Wu-Tang Clan, Protect Your Neck First. And then you heard Method Man, Bring the Pain. Now, I wanted to bring them in, not simply before the music, because I do enjoy them, but because they brought their own brand of Black Renaissance to hip-hop. You know, they changed the game, whether people recognize or understand that or not. They introduced so many different styles, but what they also did was promote themselves as a group and then individually so that these two songs represent that in that order. What they made happen was they took control away from the record companies. And like a draft, these companies had to come for them as individuals. So you had Method Man signing a deal, and you had Raekwon the Chef signing a deal. You had Ghostface Killah signing a deal. You had the RZA signing a deal. The GZA had a deal. These individuals laid the blueprint for a lot of rappers who wanted to come in, but as an individual, they couldn't break through the ceiling. But as a group of people with a bunch of styles and a lot of pool and a lot of different fan bases because of what they bring to the table, they created a movement, and I just wanted to give them props for that. So shout out to Wu-Tang Clan. Now, before the show gets started, which is another reason why I sound a little bit solemn here, I want to send love out to the Epiphany family, the Epiphany Radio family, everyone who knew, had the pleasure of knowing our very own Sidonie Mornay. This poet had a voice of an angel, had a diverse array of skills that she put on display, also known as Love Muffin, affectionately. I used to call her Mousy because of her voice, but she was a special individual. She knew how to touch your heart, just her presence, her energy, just made you feel good. She had an aura around her that made you happy to know her. And it was certainly a pleasure. And I just have to say that, Mousy, you're missed. So join us in a moment of silence for Mousy. So, with that being said, if you're new here to Renaissance Poetry, it's a free-to-spit space. Whatever your energy brings for you to spit, man, we want you to spit back. That's the energy that we need, and we want to reciprocate. The energy builds in this room. And when people bring what they bring, it just increases your want to spit, or your need to write something, or just helps you feel better sometimes just to hear poetry or hear people be creative. And that's what we bring here. That's what we want you guys to be a part of. So if you want to spit tonight, then all you got to do is press 1 to get in the queue. You want to make sure you hear it tell you that you're in the queue. But if you don't, feel free to message Taraji, Kimbrella, or myself to let us know that you're trying to get in the queue, or for us to recognize that you're in the queue, because sometimes it's just loud talk acting up. You know, it's not always on our side. And if you're listening on a computer and you would like to call in and press 1, the number is 319-527-6300. So now, let's get down to business. This is Renaissance Poetry. I'm going to go to the first poet. You know how we get down? Bring it in, caller 240.
Good evening, my brother. How you doing?
What's going on? This man done took his title back. What's happening, player?
Oh, man, just loving life and enjoying myself, brother.
Hey, man, that's what's up, man. Glad to hear it. How's your week been?
Oh, it's been a great week, man. Awesome week.
This one's
the show off right, man, with the Wu-Tang, man. Meth, man, shit,
head
bobbing, brother. Rocking to that.
Already, man.
Rocking to that.
You know, I like trying to bring in a little bit of hypeness to this, you know, when the show starts. We'll slow it down at break, you know. We'll let y'all vibe out, drink some wine during the break. But we're going to bring in the show for you, you know, get your blood. Yeah.
Absolutely, man.
All right, that's what's up. So, yeah, man, you know what it is. You know how we get down. So, you know, I'm gonna let you bring it in. Let you bring it in right, brother. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Okay, here we go. Full moon antics. Call me a romantic, but I love a starry night. That luminous glow that peers through eerie branches. Tattered shapes appear out of nowhere, it seems. Creaking doors and shutters slam behind a screech. There's a howling wolf on a blues man's life. Blue moon without a poem in my heart. I'm alone in the dark, prowling the streets I've never been. There's love out tonight, and I'm vampiring. Before this night expires, I plan to lay to rest the soul. Before the sun rises and casts to flames my goal. She's a cool ghoul now, burnt flesh in the daylight. I'm hearing John Mayall's California, and the mood is set. She pops to the backdrop of our scene. Gold and candle holders hold the thick light flickers of flame. I rub her head and comb her mane through wanting fingers. Rumor has it the point of fingers longer than the rest, which makes for a chilling organ sound. This toast is with no ordinary wine. I ordinarily dine alone. These are for you. I thought it best to leave the thorn on the vine. I thought it obtuse not to mention I don't dig garlic. I have a strict dietary plan, and I'm on a different kind of logic. I'm romantic, damn it, with romantics habits as my heart. Folks are continually trying to stab it. The stakes are high with this life. I have a brother that can't stand silver, and there's a full moon out tonight. Poem.
Oh, so you're just going to come in with the themed piece, brother. With the Halloween themed piece on him. Just come in with the straight-up creativity on us, bro. That's what I'm talking about, man. I ain't even mad at you. Like, Big Joe, man, I wasn't expecting that. I'm not even going to play with you. Alone in the dark, prowling these streets I've never been, out vampiring. I was like, what's he about to do? What are you about to do with this piece? You know, this toast is no ordinary wine. I normally dine alone. I don't dig garlic. I'm in a different type of knowledge. The stakes are high in this life. You just the wordplay. I got a brother that doesn't like slick. I'm sitting around. I'm just listening to this piece, man, and trying to write down these words. And sometimes I just get caught up because I wasn't expecting, you know, this kind of piece. You know, just straight up clever. It doesn't, you know, have, you know, the normal type of this is about love or this is about, you know, what's going on with black people. You just came straight up Halloween and vampires and wolves, and I'm like, all right, man, you got me on this one. This is creative as hell, bro.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you. Was this a prompt or something, man? You just decided I'm gonna write a piece about Halloween.
I just decided I'm going to write a piece about Halloween, man. That's all.
All right, man. Just going to stretch your pen just because you feel like it, all right? I ain't even mad at you. That's how you start off a show right there. I'm sitting there talking about creativity before the show started, and then you just come in out the gate. That's what I'm talking about, brother. Man, that's what's up, man. Definitely appreciate you bringing your brand of poetry to the show, man. Real talk.
Hey, I appreciate y'all having me, man. It's an honor and a pleasure, definitely.
Already. I see Taraji to put your trophy on the event page, brother. You might want to go claim it.
Most definitely. Love my sister Taraji. Absolutely.
Already. All right, man. I appreciate you. Hope you continue to listen to the rest of the show, man, and enjoy.
Hey, I'm definitely going to stick around for this. With the festivity, no doubt.
Already. That's Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. If y'all were not familiar with that brother, but he always comes through and delivers. He is another diverse poet. I mean, this brother here is just, pen is ridiculous. It just gets better every time I hear him. All right, so we got the next caller here. We got 707 on the mic.
Oh, hello.
Well, hello. Who do we have the pleasure of listening?
Lily, how you doing?
I'm great. How you feeling?
I'm good, thanks. Hope all is well with you guys.
Yeah. You can't complain. And I always feel good about coming to Renaissance Poetry. And you guys, you know, give me all that good energy. I always end this show feeling on cloud nine. So I thank you guys for coming out.
Thank you for the platform.
Already. What did you think about old Joe coming through like that?
Oh, Joe, always doing it. Always.
You're a wild boy. Wild boy. But again, you know how we do, so I know you came to do your thing. So I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Okay. I do not have a title for this. Maybe y'all can help me with that. So, I recently rekindled my relationship with them. Now I know that we parted ways in the past, but as of late, I can't get enough of you. Morning, noon, and in the midnight hour, you're right there for the taking. You rise to every occasion. After all, you're the most popular in your group. As the days and weeks goes by, I remember why I cut you out of my life. Our relationship was toxic. Caught in the midsection of a healthy way in a heavy place, I'm weighed down with regret because as much as I love you, too much of you is bad. My appetite has grown for you, protruding in the most negative way possible. I need to exercise my right to be free, free from baggage that I've packed on. After our separation, I felt lighter, happier. I had more pep in my step. My life is filled with color, so much color. The fruits of my labor was apparent. Through my life's choices, I was glowing. Now I'm filled with gloom. Took note of the pros and cons of you. Being with me, in any way you slice it, we're just not good together. In peace.
Hold on. Hold on. I want to say I read some of this piece on your page. This piece sounds like complete heartbreak. But if I remember correctly, this is about bread, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I've been hitting the bread lately, and I've been putting my weight back on. So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's all bad.
I'm sitting there like, man, who fucking over Lily, man? This is...
Lily happily single, but you know that bread fucking me up, so you know.
Wait a minute, because I remember our relationship was toxic, caught in the midsection of a healthy way in a healthy place. I'm weighed down with regret. I'm like, wait a minute. My appetite has grown for you, protruding in the most negative way possible. I need to exercise my right to be free. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, this is, you know, she got to get away from somebody. And then, you know, you kept talking about the way you slice it. And I was like, wait a minute. I think, yeah, this is that one. And this is the one about bread. This is clever as fuck, really. You got
thank you. I was bored and wrote that. That wasn't even planned. I was just like, oh, well, okay. I'll post it on the page. Anyone want to help me with a title? Hey.
I don't even know what I can't even call it. I can't even call it because, you know, I'm in the piece, you know. It's feeling like, you know, one of those love pieces, you know, but I guess it is a love-hate relationship. It's just with bread, you know. Yeah. You wrote the hell out this piece then, Lily. Shit.
It can go either way, but it was about bread.
Already. You did the damn thing on that, man. That was dope.
Double entendre, no?
Hell yeah. That's how you taught me this month. I ain't even mad at you. That's so dope. I love it. I love the play on words. I love how you misdirected us and, you know, then brought it home. So, yeah, that's clever as fuck. I love poetry like that. I love how you did your thing. So thanks for coming through and sharing that.
Thank you. Anytime. I can't wait to hear everyone else. Joe, you're dope. You guys are dope.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm ready for the host bit and all that. So let's go.
Already. Listen, I'm excited too. I hope that you guys enjoy what we bring.
Oh, most definitely.
Already. That was Lily on the mic being clever as fuck. Another diverse ass poet. Y'all doing it. Y'all bringing through a brand of poetry that's so appreciated. You know, making people think. You know, using that wordplay, the double entendres, all that good stuff. Y'all got us over here feeling real good. I'm digging the energy and the vibe so far. So, all right. Go ahead and go to the next caller here. We have 713. On the mic. If your mute button is on, we cannot hear you. 713. Now, well, maybe we have to come back to 713. We'll go ahead and go to the next caller here. We have 901.
Hello.
Well, hello. How are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling okay. How you feeling?
I'm great, great. Glad that you make it. How about you let everybody know who we have the pleasure of listening to tonight?
This is Serena Butterfly Brown, also known as Scorpion. What it do?
Already. What it do?
Lily, I love that piece. I have to say that. Hey, Lily.
Lily did her thing.
Yes, she did.
She
Joe
did her thing in that piece.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you made it to the show and press one. How you feeling tonight?
Yeah, I just made it home. So maybe about 20 minutes ago, and I was like, you know, I got to try to get in, you know, tonight. Just chill out, you know. So that's what I'm doing. So I'm glad I was able to get in.
Alrighty, that's what's up. We're glad you made it. A lot of poets who are familiar with you. Always love hearing you spit, but then I'm pretty sure some people who haven't heard you tonight that are going to get, you know, baptized in the Scorpion way of spitting poetry.
That's
bad. I'm looking forward to it. So, you know, hey. this lineup here is you got Joe coming out the gate, and followed by Lily and Serena. Butterfly.
Yes,
look, this already going down. So I'm excited. So I'm gonna let you get down to business.
Okay.
I'm going to press the mute. Mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to do this old piece, Queen's Woman. I'm about to murder these verses like Kill Bill. So bring several hearses, because when I have to, I will kill at will. Lounging in my scorpion-winged chair, sitting in front of my fireplace, I'm just replacing this clip from the gun that is belted to my waist. Black garter holding up designer silk stockings, gold unk earrings grazing my shoulders as what the hell I'm rocking. Purple butterfly on my back, scorpion stinger daggers are in check and ready to attack. I'm a queen's woman. When duty calls, oh, I'm the one they will be coming. Don't take it personal, because I'm just conducting business. Manslaughter, no bother, I do apologize in advance, yet unfortunately it will have to end like this. Sometimes I end lives quicker with my silencer, right between the eyes. I care not for gore, and I dislike administering a bloodbath. I have no sorrowful feelings regarding the aftermath. Yet depending on what you did, it might just heighten my wrath. You should have been mindful of how you played the game and who you played it with. But I will reveal the name of the contractor as your heartbeat slowly goes. I'll watch you without blinking until I see your eyes slowly roll. This job has been accomplished, foul disposed. I'm protected. People in high ranks already know. And I never worry about an open case. The deal was already sealed and closed. Your life now disposed. Checking my bank account for the undisclosed amount. Checking my list of verified payments on all accounts. Always a lady, and I carry this half smile. I'm a queen's woman. Yes, and we have been around for a while. Traveling from coast to coast. Classically clashing glasses as I get acquainted with you, and you don't even realize this is your last toast. See, I have enough hidden power to dismiss unworthy lies around 45 in less than an hour. One blow from the case of my poisonous eyeshadow and your body is found outside in the cold. One kiss from my lipstick to the receiver's end of it. This toxin comes from the rainforest of a most poisonous toad. That is what I'm told. I have a special immune system, and I don't require the antidote. Yet you struggle from asphyxiation before your eyes permanently close. I'm a queen's woman. We are a rarity, and no, we are not coming. When business needs to be tended to, then I'm the one who is summoned. And unless the ones that I answer to stop me, then for your life I'm coming, so don't doubt my ability. You struggle big and attempt to bribe me to save your life, but the shit in which you did doesn't make me pity your children nor your husband or your wife. And even though I'm here to abbreviate, thus assassinate your life, you should thank me for releasing your soul. Shh. It's too late, dog. Now I must make you go night, night. Don't fight it, just let it go. Because you are no longer in control. Queenswoman, at your service. Leaving a purple rose from Cairo after your funeral service. Now, I must catch a plane to visit my next subject. You don't want to be on my list. I would hate for you to sit in your afterlife suffering from your previous ill deeds that haunt you with regret. I'm a Queenswoman. I live a quiet and sophisticated life until summoned. Scorpion.
I'm done. I don't even know what to do here. Wait a minute. This is straight Scorpio. This ain't Sabrina's butterfly.
I didn't say butterfly.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? This ain't the sultry voice that we look. She literally is taking nothing but lies in this piece. This shit is a movie. This is some Serena Brown, Foxy Brown mixed with, I'm just like, I don't even know what to do here.
Let me tell you how I got this piece.
All right.
This was a challenge piece from Charles Beast King. He wanted me to write a piece from the last movie, however it inspired me, in which I had seen, which was Kingsman. And I was like, I'm going to do this. And that's what I came up with. Yeah. A little twist to it, you know, a little twist here and there. But, yeah, that's how that came to be birthed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, I knew it was a different piece. I knew it was going to be just out of order. When you started out, I'm about to murder these verses like Kill Bill. Bring several hearses. I'm like, look here. She about to do something way different. And then just throughout the piece, mm-hmm. you know, just so many different things. But I thought it was, I saw, you know, what you were saying. I saw the visuals, you know.
I'm glad to do
it. You know, classically clashing glasses with you. You don't know it's going to be your last post. I'm like, yeah.
Right.
You know, the purple. Well, I'm like, I'm telling you, like, this is damn near a script. Like, I can see this whole thing play out like, fuck Kingsman. It need to be some black, you know, assassin women.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah, that
would
be dope.
So damn dope. Like, I ain't even playing. That shit sounded dope as fuck. That's a movie pitch. You need to put that together. Like, get these people on board with that piece. You got me excited to see these motherfuckers murdering people out here all over the world and shit. You ain't even in the States. In Cairo and flying out. Like,
yeah.
Money
contract.
This is... I'm checking my bank account in this piece.
Yeah.
I watch you without blinking till your eyes slowly roll. See, you talk about a killer. I'm gonna make sure you're dead. I'm staying right here. I'm kissing you with poison on my lips, all that shit.
I'm gonna put poison.
I don't even need the antidote. I'm like, I'm telling you, this whole piece really got me hyped because of how creative it was and because I could see what you were saying, like, which I think is, you know, an art form in itself, being able to write something that people can visually see as you go along. So that was dope as hard. Y'all, three for three with the extra clever shit out the gate. I can't even get mad at how y'all did it. Y'all just bust through, kick the doors in. With nothing but creativity. I really do appreciate y'all. Man, got me feeling
real good already. We appreciate you.
I definitely appreciate
you. Thank you.
Man. Well, I'll take my flowers. I'm trying to get better at it.
All right.
Thank y'all for, you know, continuing to be down with us, continuing to rock with Taraji and Kimbrella and myself and Epiphany Radio. So definitely, thanks for coming through. Hope to hear you again, because you got us out here, you know, fiending for the peace. And, you know, then you show up and do this, and, you know, you got to come back next show.
I will. I appreciate you for having me on. Thank you.
Indeed. Appreciate you for coming through. And hope you continue the rest of the show and enjoy.
Will do. Thank you. Hey, Taraji. Hey, Kim. Love y'all. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Serena coming through. We got Lily misdirecting with the bread. You got Joe the verbal, the vampires and wolves and drinking blood. And then you got Serena killing people all over the world with poison on her lips, watching people's eyes roll back. Look here. Y'all showing out tonight. Y'all showing out. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and try to go back to 713, see if you're ready. 713, are you there?
What's happening?
What's going on, brother? Who we have the pleasure of listening to tonight?
Sir Lawrence.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Man, better than ever.
Already, that's a great reply, better than ever. That's what's up, man. How have you enjoyed the show so far?
Hey, it's on. You know, goodness, that last piece, Kylie. I gotta go on the stairs to come behind that.
Yeah, you gotta follow that, brother. Yeah, I mean,
I'm serious.
It goes down.
Mm-hmm. And hello to the ladies as well.
Already. Appreciate you shouting them out, you know. Make sure you see them on the event page, holler at them. You know, they be handling it, putting up posts and replying to people. So, yeah, definitely.
No doubt. And props to you as well, man. Like I said, thank you guys for the platform. We totally appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys taking advantage and continuing to rock with us. Like I said, man, y'all be features, man. Y'all make the show. So, you know, whatever time I get to spend with y'all, however many people come out and spit, I'm always appreciative. And I enjoy poetry, man. So I'm looking forward to what everybody brings tonight. So, you know, of course, with that being said, here you go. You got to be number four on the mic. So, I know you're going to bring it. So I'm going to press mute. And the mic is yours.
Evening turns to night. I imagine one early evening while sitting with you as the shadows start to move in, with the calm of the room being disturbed by you and I, wondering why we can't get any closer. The only light in the room is coming from your eyes as we look deeply into each other's souls. Not only is there stimuli, but also tantalizing conversation just above a whisper as we share in this moment of gathering each other's breath. As our thought process is real and dart around the room with the true meaning of oneness, the feeling of being closer than most engulfs us as the small lightning charges pass between us like the sparks of static electricity when we touch. Then you lay back and I take your feet and gently massage the balls of each foot, popping your toes. As the shadows turn into one large enough to cover the room, being oblivious to time, we plunge into the abyss, that place where you and I can only go The access comes when you close your eyes and guide me through that world you get to when you feel so relaxed that you allow me in. Our minds freed and launched as they dance on the ceiling. Our bodies entangled. We step outside ourselves. Stand back and watch. Getting turned on even more as we not only feel it, but can see it too. Sir Lawrence.
All right. Okay. You feeling romantic with yours tonight, huh?
Well, you know.
Yeah, man, I was digging that. The only light in this room is in your eyes. I hear you playing. I hear you. Yeah, the feeling of being closer than most. That made me think of the song. Was that for the song, Closer Than Most?
Yeah, that one line there, for real.
Surface?
Yeah.
That's Surface, right?
Uh-huh.
Already. I thought so. I'm like, all right.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Surface. I heard Surface in a minute. I'm digging that, yeah. But you said Closer Than Most. It's just the whole beat and the lyric popped in my mind. I heard my man singing. I was like, all right. He's feeling real romantic with that piece. Sparks of electricity as you guys touch. But you got me with this one. I said, my man speaking to the ladies tonight. He said he massaging the balls of the feet. And popping toes.
Hey, popping toes.
I ain't even mad at you, dog. My man said he come through with the utmost romanticism. You know, I'm on the feet.
Come on here,
ladies. I'm on the feet. Yeah, y'all.
See?
Look, I'm not finna play. I'm not finna play with you tonight, man. I know what you're trying to do, man. You out here, you poetry trapping tonight. You poetry trapping tonight. Our minds dance on the ceiling. So another song pop in my mind, of course, you know. But then you're saying that we dance outside of ourselves. So if you wouldn't mind on that piece, when you were writing that, you know, that particular stanza, what were you thinking about the outside of yourselves part that makes it crucial for it to be in this poem?
You know, because everything else was touched on. You know, and that was like the ultimate experience.
So for you, the out-of-body experience that.
Right, because we felt everything else already. So that was the only thing left to feel.
All right, I'm digging that. So, you know, with all of the touching that you guys are doing, you created a space that you traveled to, and then in that space that you travel to, you guys are watching each other and being turned on by that too.
Dig
it. Already. I see what you're doing here, man. Like I said, you poetry trapping. You poetry trapping. I ain't mad at you, though.
Well, I got boxed in the corner, man. I had to come with
it. You know what? You did. You did, because you had to follow some readers. You had to come through with some clever shit, too. I ain't even mad at you, brother. Y'all ain't playing. Y'all not playing, man. I definitely dig the vibe, man. I dig what y'all got going on tonight, man. It really means a lot to me how y'all come through on this show. I'm always impressed with, you know, how poetry takes somebody's mind someplace and then they get to hear it out. But, you know, sometimes I got a couple questions. I appreciate you answering that. You know, I'm random with it. So I appreciate you, you know, being able to answer the question out the blue like that, man.
Absolute.
Alrighty, man. So hope that you continue to enjoy the show. Hope that you continue to get on the event page and show love to the other poets as well. And definitely come back, man. Come back to the show. Keep doing your thing.
Yes, sir.
Alrighty. Sir Lawrence coming through, getting it in with his romantic piece. All right, so looks like we can get another poet in before we go to break and host spit. So I'm going to bring them in. We got 682
in the building.
Hello.
Hello. Who do we have on the
mic? Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you just fine.
Yes, yes. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear you. I guess I went back on mute. This is Tony.
Hey, how you feeling? How you feeling?
I'm good.
That's what's up. So you've been listening to this show for quite a bit. What do you think so far?
Of course, I love it, as usual. Some fire poets. Really enjoy listening to each and every one.
That's what's up. I always appreciate, you know, you coming through, because I've watched your growth, which I say a lot on the show, but it really does mean a lot to me to see poets grow, you know, as they listen. And, you know, you come through, and your pen is fire these days. So I'm looking forward to see what you got to share with us tonight. So I'm going to press mute.
Thank you. The
mic is yours.
This piece is titled Vapor Flow. Inhale. Exhale. Slowly. Deeply. Like that smooth, exotic weed. Tickle my energy with its potency. Fueling the fire. Soothing the senses. Gliding inside. Synergizing. Clenching every passing particle. Feeding the electricity. Absorbing the divine being of relative peace. In an imperceptible flow throughout complex lines, flowing the effects of a suppressed feeling, exhaling the intensity. Take it slow. Relax. That vapor flow. Flowing on a journey, soaring the waves. Let's take our minds into outer space. Take deep breaths. Ride the stars as we connect on a divine level in space and in time. Intertwined in this cosmic universe, let's consume each other in mystic bliss. Let's get lost into the mist, deeper into infinity. Let me vibrate your soul and rock your body into ecstasy. Higher vibrations of two souls climaxing in the distance. Not only with bodies, but with mind and soul. Connecting in a way that elevates to the highest, synergizing, becoming one soul. Interjecting through cosmic space. In timeless existence removed from the human race. Getting lost in time, coexisting in a world all our own. Exploring the vastness of our minds, transmitting frequencies in the cosmos harmoniously. In tune so easily, eagerly, wanting more. Drawn closer, becoming one, deeper than just two bodies entangled in ecstasy. Come and love me. That's my piece. Thank you.
I'm purposely clearing my throat. Who is this again?
This is Tony B.
No, this ain't the six line poet that I'm used to. Wait a minute. First of all, as I say all the time, you got that girl six voice. Like, you come in here, you know,
with the real sultry, cool voice. But you were saying some intellectual ass shit. I'm sitting back like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Triple my energy with this poetry, clenching every passing particle, absorbing the divine being, complex lines flowing, the intensity, take it slow, flowing on a journey, soaring the waves, take a journey out of space, intertwined in the cosmic universe. Let me vibrate your soul, rock your body into ecstasy. In time, this existence gets lost in the human race. Like, damn.
I appreciate that.
Is this really talking? What the? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Talk about elevating the pen.
Yes, I'm exploring my mind and my feelings.
Apparently, the pen the pen is just doing its thing. I wasn't ready. Man, I'm impressed. Tony, like, you got me on this, and I was not, you, wow. From the last poem I heard to this one, it's such a jump in your comfort level, your cadence, and the wordplay, like, wow, like, really, you did your thing here.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you coming through and doing your thing. Like, man, like, that's how you elevate. That's what's up. Definitely appreciate you coming through. I always support the show, but, man, I'm enjoying, your poet journey. I appreciate you sharing that tonight on the show.
Thank you. My pleasure. I'm enjoying.
Already. Wow. Okay. Well, I hope that you continue to enjoy. We're going to go into the break here. We're going to come back with Host Spit and do what we do. And we'll come right back to the callers and continue the show. As always, we appreciate everyone who's come through to Renaissance Poetry. I'd like to, let you guys know where you are before we go into it. So we got right after Host Spit, we got 506, 615, and then 937. That's the order coming out of Host Spit. So for now, we're going to go ahead and go to the break. You're listening to Epiphany Radio. This is Renaissance Poetry, and we will be right back.
Tonight has turned to day, my lover. said and done, and there's nothing left to share. It's the morning after, oh, watch you lying there.
Watch you lying there.
Always told that you should not give in to love, but saying no so hard to do. Cause when the feeling's right, you might as well.
Walk with me, Lord, walk with me. Walk with me, Lord, walk with me. While I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord, hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord, hold my hand. While I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to hold my hand. My life has been filled with roadblocks, booby traps, and landmines. As I crawl out of the deep end, I seem to find myself facing a brick wall. With time running out and nowhere to turn, I hear a still, quiet voice saying, "Lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world." Tears flooding my eyes, carrying the hurt and sorrow from past mistakes. I cry out, asking God to move this bitter cup from me. God, please lead, protect, and guide me. Be my guide, Lord. Be my guide. Be my guide, Lord. Be my guide while I'm on this tedious journey. I want Jesus to to be my God. Feeling alone, afraid, vulnerable, I stand at the crossroads, saying yes. Yes to your will, yes to your way, yes to the call that you placed on my existence. You chose me and I chose you, and it ain't always easy. But God, you continue to see me through, and so I say yes. And yes ain't always cute or pretty, but it is beautiful. Yes can cost you everything but leave you owing nothing. Yes may cost you toxic relationships, dysfunctional marriages, separation from loved ones, family, and friends. So I'm asking God to be my friend, Lord. Be my friend. Be my friend, Lord. Be my friend. While I'm on this teacher's journey, I want Jesus to be my friend. He has called me friend, even in this unworthy state. I will never be alone again. Shelter in the storm, with me in the lion's den, bridge over troubled waters, lawyer in the courtroom, doctor in the sick room, even in this pits of hell on earth, while the devil is staring me in my face. He reached down and did a temperature check and gave me everlasting water to cool and quench my thirst. Every time I call his name, he hears, replies, and rescues. I thank God for walking by my side, ensuring me that everything is going to be all right. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While I'm on this teacher's journey, I want Jesus to walk with me, my feet.
Whoa. Whoa. Sis. I know that thing comes from your core, from a real place, and I know anybody out there, I know there's so many people out there that can relate to everything you stated in that piece, but the line that does it for me, yes, can cost you everything, but leave you owing nothing. Mercy. Anybody that's on a spiritual walk, I don't care what you call it, as long as you call it, let's say that. I'm going to just say that. But anybody that's on a spiritual walk, you know what that means. When you say yes to God, it puts you in a position to really snap this thing away from all the things that will interrupt your path. That piece was phenomenal, sis. It is a piece of healing, a piece of strength, a piece of resilience. Your voice, I always tell you when you sing, it's so soulful. It's so moving. Like, I'm so thankful to be connected to you, to have you and call you my sister, to be a part of your journey. It's beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you, sis. If y'all you, excuse me, I'm a little
I
bit
just
emotional.
Gotta,
but...
Yeah, and that's the reason why you led us tonight. I wanted everybody to be inspired by what you were bringing tonight, the energy you were bringing tonight. You started off the show because we wanted to give you flowers. We wanted you to understand how proud we were that you finished this piece, that you worked on this piece, and then had the confidence to do this piece because of how emotional it is, how transparent it is, and, you know, literally changing vibration with the emotion that you had on display, that you were spitting with. It was very powerful, very moving, and, I mean, you really performed the hell out of this piece. And, you know, we just want to let you know we love you for doing what you did. But, you know, me, you know, I got to add a little something here. You know, you got it going on over there, and you hyping this up, man. I could have swore I heard do 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 before this thing is over. I know somebody out there.
That praise break. Y'all know, you better know. Get that praise break together. I'm telling
Look.
You.
Took us out. But you did the damn thing, Taraji. I'm very proud of you for having the wherewithal to come through and do this piece.
All I can say is I thank y'all for continuing to, you know, hold a sister up. You know what I'm saying? Because I just say we be, as a group, we be going through it. And I'd be glad when I can catch one of y'all on the phone or something like that. Like, I know me and Kim used to be making jokes about the crime rate staying down because we in each other's lives, but it's some real, real stuff y'all don't even understand. Telling you. And That's how we get down.
So definitely a dope piece. You brought the heat, and you know we gotta follow that. You gotta follow that, and I'm glad I'm not the one following it. We gonna hand it over to the Hurricane.
Oh, that was very disrespectful, sir. That was very disrespectful.
We gonna keep the same reverse order. We gonna hand it to the Hurricane. You know, you had the earthquake, you had the Hurricane. That's how we do it. That's how the order, you know. The things that go in order is how it shall be. And that's going to be Kimbrella. I've already got the sandbags.
Yeah.
I'm ready
over
here.
You hear the joy in his voice? You hear the joy in his voice because you're going after us? I hear that.
Don't sound like that.
No? You know?
Sound like Kim Kindergrass a little bit.
All right, let me get on up in this cut here.
All right, we going to do our thing here, so I'm gonna press mute, and mic is yours, Kim.
All right. We sat at a table of many generations, taking in the rotation of urgent conversations under the same foundation in search for the equation of healing, understanding, and love. Hugs and kisses intercepted by conflictions, all stirring echoes of seething expressions about what's missing. Disagreements and differences, stories of exits and entrances, weathering life changes that chipped away at the family tree while decaying the bond between the leaves, the branches, the trunk, and the roots. See, the elders held the mental souvenirs of strange fruit, but ain't nothing sweet about how that juice still leaks into these present times where the European branding of juvenescent minds supplies into eulogies of subtraction and division. Light skin versus dark skin, still cracking whips of separation and favoritism. Funerals have become the new family reunion, and there's been some praying and grooming, consuming innocence that everybody chooses to ignore. But you can feel the awkward rhythm and thick tension at the very mention of a name, because for years,
The family protected the predator with their silence, while the scenes of a troubled teen identified the pain as a mugshot of familiar DNA. Get the picture? But how can we begin to fix the broken pieces when lies, denial, and secrets are the nails, screws, and adhesives? See, at this table, the reach is serving trauma and toxic behavior as the parents who raise the next generation to raise hell and throw hands, fighting the shadow of their shadows with the rage and confusion of this haunted human experience. See, they've been homeschooled by fools, failed relationships, opinions, and the 18-year rule, unequipped with the tools to build a life that they don't have to spend most of their time healing from. The elders began lifting their glasses to make eye connection with their younger reflections deep enough to hug their crying souls because they could see how this mental and spiritual poverty has sown seeds that have grown into the low-hanging fruit where the world wants to steal them, kill them, and suck them dry of their juice. See, at this table, spirits have been broken down into fractions and tears and born into many forms, posing questions to the soul on what it will take for us to become whole, to feel love, to speak love, to give and receive love, to be love. Speak, Holy Spirit, speak. Reach deep into these quivers where we've cried rivers that almost drowned us in our sleep. And if we are what we eat, then help us change the meal plan. Rearrange these plates of wounds and mistakes into healed plans. So each mind, each heart, and each hand can step outside their hurt and into their work to contribute to the rebuild of a foundation that's committed to setting the table for the next generation while changing the narrative of future conversations from tears to triumph and peace.
Now, I got to follow that. Okay, I see how it is. I see how we're doing it tonight. I see how y'all going to get down. Man, this here, Jesus Christ, I mean, you went, you know what I need? I need you to do me a favor, Kim. I need you to go back to the stanza where you started with leaves, branches, trunk, and root, and ended with multiples with eulogies. I need that stanza one more time.
Okay. Disagreements and differences, stories of exits and entrances, weathering life changes that chipped away at the family tree while decaying the bond between the leaves, the branches, the trunk, and the roots. The elders held the mental souvenir of strange fruit, but ain't nothing sweet about how the juice still leaks into these present times with the European branding of juvenescent minds multiplies into eulogies of subtraction and division.
That alone says everything about this piece. Going the fuck in is what I want to call this piece. I don't know what you titled it,
all the way in.
But the title to me is going the fuck in. That's how you spit.
All the way in.
That's how you spit.
A-W-W-W-L-L-L, the way in. Period.
Y'all crazy. Y'all crazy. Man. I appreciate y'all, man. I had to address some things. One of the things that I had to address is like, you know, when we talk about this R. Kelly situation, right, and I think, Keith, you posted this too, and it raised a good point. We sitting up here crucifying this man. Now, it's true. What he did is disgusting. I am not here to excuse it. But while we sitting up here talking about that man, you know how many of us got that going on in our family, and we still being quiet, hushing about it, got, you know, people over there that have been molested for years. and hanging around that same family member and ain't addressing it, that's a problem.
A whole problem.
Absolutely. Yeah, I did bring that up before, but it's just one of those things, you know, to me it was like people got a whole lot to say. But when it's at home, they ain't got nothing to say.
Mm-hmm.
You're awful quiet. You're awful quiet. So, yeah, that, you know, that spoke to me. You know, like I said, it had nothing to do with, you know, R. Kelly or excusing or anything. It was just me pointing out, you know, hey,
yeah,
if you're going to be this excited about this man, get excited about what's going on at your Thanksgiving table, you know.
For real. I'm trying to tell you, and it's just, you know, just a breakdown sometimes that I see between the elders and the youth. You know, sometimes we get so caught up in demonizing this new generation here, but we don't take accountability for how we didn't equip them. We got this 18-year rule. Well, as soon as you turn 18, you getting out. How? You haven't even equipped these babies to even succeed out there at 18. How? So that's my piece. I'm going now. I'm going. Come on, bring it. Bring it, Mr. Eric.
You killed it. So, you know, I got to do what I came to do now. You know, after all of that, you did your thing.
Bring it, Mr. Eric.
Come on through now.
I'm going to try to follow y'all.
Oh, my. Oh, here we go. You see.
Mute my mic.
All right, I'm muting the mic, so I'm going to go ahead. Y'all bear with me. Oh, man. Got to follow all of that right there. Always and forever. Each moment with you is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same, 'cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change. And every day, love me your own special way, melt all my heart away with a smile. Take time to tell me you really care, and we'll share tomorrow together. I'll always love you forever and a day. Every day, these words, these syllables, are the syllabus to symbols that crash in my mind like flashes of light. Symbols I see in my mind like lightning is the signal to the thunder that's sure to come. The universe big bang, so of course you were sure to come. The beginning of the word evolution is love, spelled backwards. Red rum is another word for how you come when we make love backwards. Murder is the case that they gave me, and I'll gladly serve my time envisioned in the love, like the legs that hold me in captivity, even after they've taken all that I had in me, like the Chateau d'If, sweet, like the Monte Cristo we eat before we count sheep. The prison isn't detrimental to me. I'm gripped by the memory of how her mouth revealed to me. Her words played like a symphony, nodding my head like a beat produced by Marley Marl, featuring Kool G, wrapping my mind around how she encouraged a better me by introducing a love I never believed existed. Exiting, the exit rose in my mind is negativity, while love rolls its boats through my bloodstream directly to my heart, creating an addicting similar to what crack brings. I mean, can't you understand what Stevie really means when he said, for your love, I will do anything? He was basically saying that he was a crack fiend for love. I become Tyrone Biggums when we kiss, leaving the donut-like white powder on my lips. How can I not know she's dope? The way I scratch my neck tells the truth. She's a spicy one, 187 proof. She keeps calling me, man, Pookie. Be damned, and he ain't got shit on me. Currently, her ecstasy is the currency. Even though it's not new to me, I'll jack the whole city for her sweet cream. Get the honey dollar bill. Y'all don't understand the mathematics. It doesn't make sense. It's pennies on the dollar when you've never experienced love that leaves you so breathless you can't survive. Unless she breathes carbon dioxide into your lungs. Have to question if you're even going to die, because whenever they leave you, it feels like they took your life with them. I mean, I always want to be with them, but love is such a gifted thief that when your heart is stolen, you happily become the victim. When the heart and mind combines, you lose all sense of time. 2 years feels like 2 centuries. Your own ancestors are actually past memories of soul ties. Love everlasting, higher than the notes sung by Tony Terry. We elevate on the music we make and float across floors when we dance. No wonder our feet never touch the ground. We are bound together, woven into the fabric of space, wound up like the hands of time written in the stars. We to be forever and ever and a day. Renaissance.
Tell me more about my eyes.
Yo.
Oh.
Wow.
Yo.
Man.
Yo.
Man, oh
first
man.
First of all, you
man.
Come up in here singing. Singing.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Got people up in there balling up stuff, throwing it at you. That's number
yes.
one. You're going to come in here singing. Number two, first of all, Keith, this was such a smooth, romantic, beautiful piece. I mean, when you just describe love and being in love and being deeply in love and just talking about the muse of your love, like you said, the beginning of the word evolution is the word love spelled backwards. Sweet like the Monte Cristo we eat before we count sheep. While love rolls its boat through my bloodstream directly to my heart. Come on now. You better say, oh, listen here. But then this one right here, this is the way I scratch my neck tells the truth. She's a spicy one, 187 proof. I almost threw my phone, okay?
Whenever they leave you,
it feels like they took your life with them. That's what, you listen. If you ain't never been in love like that, I don't know what to tell you. Because that right there, when you really are in tune with somebody, like completely, yeah, it feel like that. You, brother, let me tell you something. That was a beautiful piece. Beautiful piece.
I appreciate y'all. I didn't know if I could get through that piece. It was just written this week. I've been working on it, and You know how I am about my voice being all crackly, so I wasn't sure. Y'all know me. Y'all know me, so.
Here we go. My voice is crackly, too. Taraji, y'all ain't both going to be coming up here with that boo. Talking about cracking the voices. Dang it.
Well, I mean, I was just getting on the bandwagon. Nah, baby.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
All these hip-hop references.
Do it.
I was excited about the piece, obviously, because of the references. Y'all know how I write, you know, so I like, you know, it going in like that. You know, that song, you know, it represents a lot. It's a very romantic song. It's been one I've been singing for, you know, my whole life. You know, it's just a really good song. So I was inspired by it. I'm glad that I was able to write to it and perform that piece tonight. So I appreciate y'all. And this is Host Spit, everybody. We appreciate everybody for listening. We appreciate y'all for the excitement.
Yes,
y'all make us really want to bring it. And
yes,
tonight
indeed.
Was one of those things. We all had a different theme tonight. We all kind of, and that's what, you know, we do. You know, this show is unrehearsed. They had no idea what I was going to spit. I had no idea, you know, what they was going to spit, except for Taraji. You know, that's why we brought her in first. So, I mean, you know, we hope that you guys enjoy what we do here. But we know we're not going to hold y'all. We know y'all came to spit. We just wanted to give y'all a little show. It's how we get down on Renaissance Poetry.
Indeed.
I appreciate you
indeed.
And Kim doing y'all thing. I appreciate the feedback as always. Y'all hold down the event page, man. Definitely y'all get it in. And, you know, just want to tell y'all how much I love y'all. And Taraji, you did
love
that.
You more.
I
love you more. Piece. Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, Velvety Pipes.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, I was getting ready to go say something about Kim and her piece, how dope she was, and then she got to do that. She got to do that. So guess what? Guess what? You're going to the event page now. Gone. Y'all both gone to the event page. Y'all going to do me like that. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We got 506 on the mic.
Hello, it's Lady A.
Hey, how you doing? Good to have you back.
I'm doing okay. How about you?
I'm great. Having a great show, enjoying everybody's diversity tonight, and I'm hoping that you're doing the same.
I am, and I really liked your poem and your singing, and it was the poetry's been great, and I have totally enjoyed it. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And you always come through and support the show. So I definitely want to thank you for continuing to support.
Well, I enjoy it quite well. I did bring a poem with me called The Leon Rose. In English,
okay.
It is Lion Rose.
All right. So you know how we get down. I'm going to hand it over to you. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Leon Rose. Welcome to the Leon Rose, where girls dance and strike a pose. Sensual moves of pelvic bones, erotic tees make men moan. Dripping lace, pink pearls, feathers tickle men with beards. She is fantasy incarnate. Rhythm flows like electric currents. Body queen of burlesque, emulates hero Mae West, celebrates her femaleness, artistic hand touch with finesse. Pink chemise laced in front, a gentle tug, skin pinker flushed, potent potions poured over dreams, a quietly sung requiem. Private dancer dances for money. There is no other way out. Crying dancer hides behind smiles. She'd rather walk 1,000 miles. Disappointment, disillusions dance and dance, the dance of dreams dead. Body, mind, and soul ravaged by sinners and whores. Welcome to the Leon Rouge, where girls dance and sell their souls. Private dancer dances for money. and there is no other way out. End poem.
Whew. Wow. Always you bring a level of heaviness and ability to be poignant, bit of peace. Definitely felt the words here, felt what you were saying, private dancer, dancer for money, crying dancer. She'd rather walk 1,000 miles, body ravaged. And then the last line, there's no way out. You really paint pictures, but allow the listener to also feel what you're saying in a way that empathizes with the character you're talking about. You make it come to life. I'm always impressed with your poetry.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that very
much. Absolutely. Thank you for continuing to share on the show. I always look forward to your pieces. And I'm happy that you also continue to listen and support the other poets. That makes a difference to all of us as well.
Thank you very much. It's a great show.
Thank you. And that was Lady A. All right, before I go to the next caller here, I want to talk about overtime. Anybody who's listening, you have about 20 minutes. Now, the way overtime works, as I like to say, we go as long as y'all hear. This is already a two-hour show at this point. So we will only go into overtime based on how many poets we have that are here to spit. So if you want to continue listening if we make it to overtime, what you want to do is call in. If you're on a computer, you want to call in 319-527-6300 so that you can continue to listen, because if we do go into break, you won't be able to hear it. You'll be cut off. The end of your show would be in 2 hours, I mean, in the next 20 minutes. If you would like to spit, if you feel inspired to do so, please press 1. You'll be able to come in to spit. It's like we lost a couple of callers there. Blog Talk always loves to throw people off the line when they get a chance. But if you're able to call back in and you still want to spit, go ahead and press 1. If not, we're going to go with the show flow, as always, do what we do. So with that being said, please call in if you would like to continue listening, or press 1 if you'd like to spit. I'm going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We have 267 on the mic.
You, what it do?
What's happening, brother? What's happening?
What it do, Renaissance poet?
Man, I'm enjoying the vibe. I'm enjoying the show, man. It's been crazy.
Yeah, man. It's been flaming, man. It's been flaming. Y'all doing that singing and stuff like that. I talked to you about the getting the choir back together. Remember that? Remember I was talking about that?
Hey, you supposed to lead that up, Otis? You supposed to lead that up, Otis, man. What's going on?
Those evil twins fought against it. No, they didn't want to be a part of it, but they're going to come up on here and you know what I mean? Try to raise funds for the roots, get the roots at the church.
Hey, we need Otis to lead the charge, brother. That's what we need. You're supposed to bring everybody together, all these wild minds and people who don't get along. You're supposed to build the band, man. That's what Otis do.
It's hard bringing people together, man. It's hard bringing them together. They like to come together on their own, on a separate, you know what I mean? How y'all did that, though, Keith, it was, you know. But I loved it, though. I loved it. I love every piece that I heard tonight. Inspiring, man. Inspiring. Shout out to my sister. I want to give her some flowers. I give both my sisters flowers. But tonight was for Taraji. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday. Heavenly happy birthday to my little sister, Love Muffin, Sidani Monet. You know what I mean?
Right. She was... such a beautiful song, man. She's so missed. It took us all out, you know.
when we lost her. But we're going to keep her alive, you know. We're going to keep her alive because she was such a, you know, amazing human being and so and loved by so many people. So definitely, brother, definitely, man.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that, man.
So you was tripping in the air box. I'm gonna wait for the high note, really.
Yeah,
I just caught
in,
that.
I was waiting. I think you was gonna do it, bro. I didn't think you was gonna do
you
it.
Think I was gonna, hey, man, I don't normally do it.
I
normally
would.
Just kind of like be easy.
See, I would have cut it short. Personally, myself, I'm not talking about for you. I'm talking about if that was me singing that. That part always scares the hell out of me, man. I would have started my poem way before then.
Normally, that's what I would have done, honestly. You know what?
Yeah, but you got
I
the fever.
I ain't
going to
chase that
fever.
Note. I'm going to go into the poem, you know?
I felt it, too. I felt your spirit, bro.
Yeah, I was inspired.
I was going to mess with you, but I said, nah, he did his thing. Sister Taraji brought it on home, man. You know what I'm saying? She drove a blue Honda up in that joint.
Yeah, she she got us, you know, the Kim came through kicking doors in. You know, she literally was, you know, protect your neck on her shit, you know, straight up with the Wu-Tang. So, you know, wasn't mad at how Kim gets down.
I'm telling you, boy, my nappy head little sister did her thing too, boy. Shot on our both sides, a hurricane in a building.
She gonna kill you now.
Yeah, you know.
I'm not even getting in the way. That's a family dispute. I'm just gonna let the arms and limbs fly on that one. That's
you should write it in the group page, man, not on the invent page, you know what I mean? Have some respect.
She's going to the invent page. I already know. She's already, it's a wrap, brother.
He wrote it ahead of time.
You know what? She probably was ready.
I love them good.
She probably was ready.
Yeah, I love them good.
Ready for you, sir.
I love them ladies.
She heard your voice.
Mm-hmm. I love them ladies. They know I do.
All right. So the CEO of Epiphany is gracing us with his presence tonight, with his top-notch poetry. I know you're about to get it in, so.
Yo, man, don't be putting it on like that, bro. You sound about the top-notch.
You know? The top-notch poetry, I already know.
Man, I just grabbed something simple. I've just grabbed something simple. I ain't trying to hurt my throat tonight like y'all doing up in there, and I'm not singing. Mm-hmm. I'm not singing either.
Mm-hmm. That's what you always say. You always say, but be ready. I'm locked and loaded over here. I'm ready. So I'm going to press
you. All right,
you.
My brother.
Mike is yours.
Thank you, my bro. One love. Look at my face, huh? In the mirror, visible every crack engraved, deeply traced, etched by years of immeasurable pain. Everybody's to blame because they're not living the motherfucking right way. This unkind world makes it easy to hurt other people's feelings. No wonder the rate of suicide. Murder coming in tidal waves, flooding, tsunamic killings, leaving castaways to this very day. Love for thee, this country, I got mixed feelings. No place is safe. I can't get away. This world is like a mouthful of rotted teeth. I can't get away. Plaque spreading worldwide can't escape the decay. I can't get away from the decadence in this land formed by thieves, exiled. Who would believe that they could be the face of this government? Turn the page. Everybody's been infected by their decisions. Everything that they touch, Africans, Mexicans, Haitians, Puerto Ricans, many, many men, they put their hands on everything, touching and corrupting everything. Disinfectant is what I need so I can wash my hands and turn the page. Turn the page, turning the page, turning the page on disease of corruption that syphilis in this government. Who would believe in the peace that they speak? Spoke it with the Indians while smoking the peace pipe. Smoked it all out. Smoked it outright. Cause they greedy. Now it's legalized city to city. Getting high with the enemy. Natives to this land lost everything after signing what they called a peace treaty. Plantations full of cotton, runaways forgotten, treated like cattle, they herded them, oh so proud nation, all this was theirs. Now they sit idle on some goddamned reservation. Turn the page. Turn the goddamned page. It's complicated. For real, this shit is fucked up as a grown man making minimum wages. Turn the page. Life is a book full of pages. Turn the page on false prophets and teachers who pollute the truth and call themselves preachers. They're more like doctors, witch doctors. Turn the page. Turn the page to the next chapter. Illustrate what matters. Health insurance, education, homelessness, housing, inflation. Turn the page on fakery. Yesterday you offended me. Today you're blocking me. Rip that page out of the book and turn to the next page. Did I hear Hurricane say, watch me? Watch me, watch me now, watch me turn the page. I didn't have to ask Renaissance to join me because he was already. And so was Sister Tarachi to watch me rip this shit page after page. All our blood, our blackness, pain and suffering stains the many pages. All the tragedies hidden, history rewritten, unspoken. Present day interest, turn the page. Concerning our children. Water insignificant, starving, malnutrition, yo. Star-spangled banner still hangs, though. Wars my people fought for thee. Still you hated me. Hung us from tree to tree. Packed on slave ships. Ain't that a pity? Pitiful. Yet your song says it's beautiful. But every day it's ugly for me. For us in the God we trust. Oh, say, can you see? Brought us here, now you fear me. Standing your ground in Mississippi, you lynched me. Florida, you found a new way to kill me. But hear ye this, what comes around goes around. That law be bounced out of bounds once we learn to rules of the game and stand our own goddamn ground. Obscured vision, private owned prisons, can't you see, young bros, that every time you re-up, they re-up in the system. You're the new product stripped from their rights to vote, non-citizen. Killing, robbing, selling an 8x8 box of weights behind gates where you find religion. You found Allah. You found Jesus. Jailhouse Christian back in the street, in and out of prison. Ink on your fingertips, numbers given. Collect your phone call. Collect phone calls home to your family, and you miss them. Damn, right back in the system. Walk with your head up, with your mindset. You can do this shit. Don't let them see you sweat. It's not over. No regrets. Things get better, and God's not finished yet. Turn this page. Overcomer, survivor, led by the truth. Once I was a liar. Lived the life of heartache, worst mistake, no faith, love by hate. It was all fake, and the truth was found. I found it in a Bible, on my knees, the real reality. Man's technology will get you far, but look how far we've come. Them still killing us. 2021. Turn the page. Feel free to peruse my mind as you turn the page. You'll find things other find hard to find. A deeper understanding of my, of why I'm here on earth. My appreciation of the art since the first breath at birth. My interpretation of the most simple things, the unexplainable that some call strange. But as you turn the page, the obvious will show that I manifest from art and beauty harvest in my soul. As I turn the page for real.
Turn the motherfucking page. If you don't go off, brother, if you don't go off on your piece, man, talking about you ain't, talking about you. Man, look, that's why I said I don't play with you. That's why I don't play with you. Brother, man, I'm tripping. Plague spreading the worldwide, can't get away from the decay. I like how you was, you know, going in with the disinfectant is what I need. I'm like, listen, yeah. My man getting in on the piece. Yeah. Like, I love the flow, man. I love the flow. You know, turn the page on false prophets. You said the preachers are like doctors, witch doctors. You know, you call out the people fakery. Yesterday you friended me, then you blocked me. Like, just so much in this piece. But, brother, your delivery is one of a kind.
It's better for
hey,
time.
Thank you, God.
Brother, it's been a minute since I heard you spit like that with that type of energy, man. You just you ignited the flame, and I appreciate the shout-outs. You got me and Kim. You did your thing on there, brother. I'm impressed, man, as always, but, you know, I wasn't ready. I wasn't even ready.
Hey, thank you, bro. Thank you, man. You know I'm trying to catch my breath right now, right? So, hey, thank you, though, bro. Man, y'all got me all hype listening to everybody that come before me, man. And I just hope I did a great job. It felt good releasing all that pent-up energy, man. So, hey,
man.
Thank you, my Renaissance brother.
Man, you went in, brother. You went in. And before I go to the next caller, I want to let everybody know, if you have pressed one, because I got a message about it recently. If you press one, it may not be showing up. We have 7 minutes before you go into overtime. So if you are calling in, please again call in 319-527-6300. But if you're not hearing, you're in queue, hit us up in the inbox. Because right now I'm thinking I got one or two people left to spit. And I'll end the show. And y'all will be like, well, dang, I was pressing one. Hit us in the inbox. Hit me up, hit Taraj up. Hit some of us up if you're trying to spit, because the Blog Talk lady is on her bullshit. That's just real talk. She's on some nonsense. So if you press one, I don't see you in the queue right now. So hit me in the inbox, let me know. If not, we'll go to the next caller and whoever follows. And after that, it's going to be a wrap. I appreciate y'all for coming through, as always, you know, to Renaissance Poetry. So, again, brother, you did your thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to go ahead and send that for me to read, brother, because you got a lot going on right there, man.
I got you, bro. I got you, man.
Already. Yeah, I need to see that with my eyes.
Hey, did I wish you a happy belated, bro?
No, man, but I appreciate it. Yeah.
Hey,
man.
Well, look, you up in there too, happy belated, man. You know what it is.
Already, I appreciate it, man. You know, getting up there trying to live my life, you know. You know, I'm happy, you know, to be here. A couple of my people that grew up with me, went to school with me, you know, ended up passing away around my birthday. So, man, it's definitely something that I don't take lightly. And, you know, tomorrow's not promised, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just trying to enjoy the day.
I hear you, Renaissance, man. Much love to you, man. Must stay in power, man. Congratulations. A beautiful show on tonight, man. Shout out to my sisters, Kim and Tarachi. Hey, man, much love, man. What can I say?
Already, you know, thanks for gracing the stage, like I said, with that fabulous poetry that, you know, you killed it. You killed it, man. So definitely come
thank
back
you,
and do your thing, brother. Already.
Well, thank you, my boy. One love, man.
One love. That's for real, the poet coming through, doing his thing, gracing, you know, the stage. And so I'm going to go to the next caller. We have 410 on the mic.
Good evening, Keith. What's up, love? It's Rain.
Hey, man, I'm great. How are you feeling?
Hey, you know, I'm here. I'm full. Y'all are showing out tonight, for sure.
Hey, I was taken aback by a lot of the poetry tonight. And
I came in right during host it, so right in the middle of just a piece. So, yeah, y'all are just showing out for real.
Yeah, you know what? Taraji, it's Taraji's fault. I would blame Taraji.
Yeah. We could do that.
Yeah, I'm glad to rise, you know, because I'm telling you, I heard that hype church music while she was, look, I know somebody's out there stomping their feet. I know some church lady with the white nursing shoes put her gloves on, you know what I'm saying?
Somebody
I know they was ready.
Running up with the white shoes.
Somebody was ready to make a circle.
Somebody
was ready to make a circle when she was doing her thing. I'm just saying, you know, that's her fault. It's the rising fault why we here tonight. Doing it. So,
that's funny.
You know, I appreciate that you were inspired to press one to come through. It's always great when, you know, poets feel inspired by, you know, what other poets do and want to spit it. So I'm definitely grateful that you pressed one.
Because you know this is not the plan for tonight, but yeah, I'm trying to get back in the swing of things. So I pulled out an old piece. You said I could pull out an old piece, so I did.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And not old, old. It's not really old, old, but it's not new, so.
Okay. Let's see. You know, I ain't going to hold you too long. I'm going to let you do what you came to do, so I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. If I had my way, I'd rewind time just this once. Take it back to the beginning, let down my guard, let you in, let you see the innermost parts of me. See, few have taken their time because honestly, few have truly seen me, but you did, didn't you? Even though I didn't want to admit it, you saw beyond rain. You saw past my pain. You saw me. Saw me in ways I didn't even see myself yet. But now I find myself imagining that your touch would feel like healing. Your mind would continuously feed me and shit. The universe knows that I am starving. Your words would affirm me, lift me, gift me, intrigue me, leave me breathless, incite me to surrender. And I would for you. Your eyes would take me on a journey, and I'd stay ready for the ride and oblige when you take the long detour to show me the surprise you have in store for me. How did you know I love surprises? Your smile would reassure me, wipe away my doubts, remind me how there isn't anything that's more important to you than this. Your lips, soft, insistent, would devour my hesitation like, you know, that's how I like it. Perhaps you'd muse me, give my pen reason to move because right now this well is dry. And with a name like rain, that's shameful confession of it. Tell me, how can I find myself in your embrace? I just want my soul to be revived and feel alive again. Like I don't know who you are, but I'm certain that you exist. Our paths must have crossed somewhere between then and now, right? But how can I find you? Better yet, can you just find me? I promise I have a heart full of love, and if you have the time, I have a fascinating mind worth exploring. I live in a perpetual state of peace, so if you create a safe space for me to be me, you can rest here too. I'll provide refuge. I'm a creative, I'm ambitious and thoughtful, though I admit it, most really only get to see and hear rain. She's the one with the voice, unafraid to speak her mind, but me, I kind of stay tucked away. I don't do so well on the stage, and well, I really don't come easy, but anything worth having rarely does, right? If I had my way, I'd find myself falling for you. And you'd be there to catch me. I'd let down my guard, tear down my wall, and find myself trusting you. I'd never expect you to read my mind, but please listen when I speak. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. Testing me is not necessary. I'd drink your words from your lips, enthusiastically taste your dreams, confessions, concerns, and affirmations. Our kiss would be an exchange. It would be one of the many ways we speak life into one another. I could go on and on, tell you about all the ways we could play, but let me just say it would be much more fun if we could talk about that off the page. So how about you find me? And we can both have our way. That's right.
Look here. Talking about an old piece. You spit the hell out that piece. I know that. I know that, coming in here with that cadence and rhythm and doing your thing on the piece. I love how you have the ability to play metaphors, but at the same time be vulnerable and transparent in the piece. Not many people can talk about themselves in a piece. How you separate Rain the Poet from Dodie the Person. And pull it all together in this piece, very romantically,
and at the same time, very cleverly. Your eyes take me on a journey. Your smile will reassure me. Give my pen reason to move because the world is dry and with a name like rain. Obviously, you see the wordplay. I drink your words from your lips, enthusiastically taste your dreams. Clever. Like, this piece is so smooth. Like, you can spread it on toast. The way that you spit this piece is cold-blooded. I've heard it before, but I'm telling you, you can't act like this is a piece you can't spit because you spit it before. It's like I tell other people, if I can listen to the same song from the 90s 27 times, I can hear your poem more than once. I have a song on repeat sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I have a song on repeat sometimes, you know? So, you know, don't act like you can't spit a piece I haven't heard before or somebody else hasn't heard. Spit that piece. If you're feeling that piece, spit that piece, because I'm telling you, we receive it over here. And we appreciate what you bring. Thank you.
I definitely appreciate you. Thank you so much for the space, as always. It's good to be back.
Already. Thanks for coming. Thanks for listening to the show, finding the time to get here, because I know you have some else that you were checking out. I wasn't able to get over there. Shout out to those poets who did their thing over there on Clubhouse. You know, thank you for finding the time to make it over here and share with us as well.
Would you mind if I did a quick shout out for my show?
No, do your thing.
Thank you. Monday night we're having a Raw with Rain in the Spotlight segment, and we'll be featuring none other than T. LaShaw, a.k.a. Dame Devereaux. So she supports the poet community like nobody else. And so we'll be peeling back the layers of her, what she does beyond poetry. So definitely come out if you can, 9 p.m. Eastern time, and check her out because we'll be featuring. We'll have an open mic before and after, but yeah, she's in the spotlight on Monday night.
Absolutely. You know what? She deserves all the praise. She is one of
she
those
does.
People that selflessly supports, you know. Doesn't get a whole lot of accolades, doesn't have a lot of people, you know, coming through and supporting her in the same way she supports everybody else. And she's a, you know, a beautiful soul. So I will be there to support her as well because she definitely deserves it. And I think she's dope as well as a poet. I've heard her piece. She's spit on here before. She's a very good poet as far as I'm concerned. So I'll definitely be coming to check her out because I'm a fan, but as well as the fact that she's very supportive of the poetry community. Without fail.
Why you selected her. So, yeah, absolutely. You can come out and support. Please do. Appreciate you.
She's very deserving. You know, that's what's up. Good for you for doing that for her.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Alrighty. All right, so I'm going to go to the next caller. As always, Rain, we appreciate you coming out, and hopefully you'll make it to the next show.
Yeah, I'll be here.
If you want to put that on the event page as well, go ahead, feel free to do that. You know, put your show on the event page.
Okay, I'll log in and do that. Thank you.
All righty. That was Rain coming through and doing her thing. We'll go to the next caller here. We have 815 in the building.
Happy Friday, Keith Eric. It's Gina Stone.
Oh, snap. Gina in the building. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. It's always good to hear your bubbly voice.
Oh,
it's good to be here.
Sometimes I miss the show, but every time I miss it, I feel like the loss was mine. So I'm just happy to be in the numbers tonight.
Last show was crazy, but this show is crazy. Like, every show really is its own monster. It has its own fingerprints. You know, I can't even pit them against each other. They all have their own flavor and vibe, and, you know, you just got to be there.
That's true. I thank God for the archive. Never the same as when you hear it in real time. Yeah, so I like to be here and hear it live.
The archives is dope, but when you're with your family at the same time live, it's a different feeling, you know, I understand what you mean, you know, when you're trying to catch it. But at the same time, to be honest, the energy is still there when you listen. You listen to those replays.
Absolutely. love it.
Man.
I don't get my grand until tomorrow. So I was like, I better take advantage of this opportunity I got to not be GG and reaching the storm. So,
yeah. Yeah, that's what's up, man. Definitely appreciate you being able to come through tonight and make it. Always miss you when you don't come through, but, you know, we understand life. And, you know, we just try to keep it moving, you know, every show with who comes through and, you know, just share the love. And you definitely do that when you come through. So just understand when people come through and spit and share and then they don't come through, y'all are missed. We definitely recognize when y'all not here, but I'm glad you're here tonight. So thanks again for, you know, showing up and supporting everybody else, because you know, always share, you always love on the other poets as well. But, you know, you got this particular thing you do with the freestyle, so I'm looking forward to that. You know, and hearing what we heard tonight, I'm excited to see what you got on your mind. So, you know, I'm going
to try not to disappoint.
No, you never do. Don't play, you never do. The mic is yours.
All right. I'm going to title this freestyle, The Monster. 20 years ago, this very week, can't remember the day exactly, but it stuck in my mind, so to speak. There was artwork that documented a situation that was taking place in my home. Parent-teacher conference night was on the calendar, and I had to leave work early to make sure that I was there. I didn't know if my daughter's dad was going to show up. Even though we were still on paper married, we weren't living together and hadn't been for quite some time. He was here locally, still in town, so I was hoping he'd show up too. I'll tell you about the thing that surprised me, though. There was all these writings that were in journals and pictures on the wall from the children in my child's class, and yet none from her. I was concerned. Teacher said, I need to talk to you for a minute, and I need you to sit down. I did. I could see that her face was clouded over, and there was no always present smile, but a quivering frown. She was almost afraid to say what she had to say to me, and I was trying to figure out why. Then she let me read some things. These were journals in my child's classroom. Entries were daily, and some of them had horrible things to say about the monster that would raise its voice to its highest volume and use words that were like cuss or mean in spirit. She could always hear it, no matter where she was in the house, even sometimes from outside. Hands over her ears. She just wanted to ball up, run away, and hide, afraid that the monster would come outside and embarrass her in front of all of her classmates and friends. I didn't know this then. Then I realized there was something else going on. Where's the artwork? I had to ask her homeroom teacher. Again, there was a look on her face. I could only describe it as sorrow. She reluctantly pulled out these drawings. Some were in colored pencil and others were in marker and crayon. Some of them depicted her family, and the largest person on each one was the monster you see. Loud words coming out of its mouth. There was that bubble that you have on cartoons or in a comic strip that said things like "shut up" in all capital letters. My heart lurched. I had to look at the pictures over and over again for me to compute. You see, this wasn't like the boogeyman in the closet or the monster under the bed. The people pictured were her and her dad. Sometimes there'd be a dog, and in other pictures there weren't, because her puppy grew to be a dog and then got sick and had to be put down. So the missing other adult in that portrait was me. I had to realize that the monster, that she was reluctant to spend time alone with every single evening, was me. Oh, she wasn't being abused by no way. I wasn't Penny's mama on good times, I just have to say. But if the abuse is being given from one parent to the other,
if the father is the victim and the abuser is the mother, the child sees a monster in their home every single day. So I took accountability, went to anger management, even though I failed twice, but I had to pay. I had to pass because I needed this legacy to be broken with me and not to go on to the next. My daughter's 30 now. She's living in a relationship that is loving, showing her children what real love looks like without any yelling, any cussing, any fighting, or any monster to be seen. She survived domestic violence, and I did too, but she did not become a perpetrator, and I assure you, it happens time and time again. I just wanted to tell my story before this month ends. Domestic violence happens every 13 seconds in the United States, and if you've been hit, it's not love. I'm being a storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Oh, y'all taking me out tonight.
Yeah, I had to catch my breath.
With the range of poetry I've heard tonight. Oh, my gosh, Gina. Really? Really, ma'am? Oh, this piece is so...
Hiding it.
This is so fantastic. To understand that you spit this off the dough, but to be a voice for the voiceless in this way is a very powerful place to be, and people don't understand how important it is to speak from this space. And what I mean is, a space of a survivor, a space of an individual who has made it beyond. And for you to be transparent enough to talk about this poem the way that you did encourages, you know, people who may be in that space to see that they too can find themselves where you are and find themselves in a place where they now have a testimony and can speak to the greatness of self and self-love and support and support system, and the things that are in place for you. But this poem, you said, showing what real love looks like without any yelling, without the monster. And then you gave out the statistics for domestic violence and said that that's not love. Something as simple as those lines could be more than enough to reach a person and make it click. Like, wow, that's me.
Yeah, and it's
and
it's
motivate
not just,
them.
It's just them. It's not. It's everywhere. A lot of people don't say silence allows violence. You gotta say something. Somebody's cussing you out or bringing you down or body shaming you. That's abuse. All of that is abuse. They have all the money and you can't make a move without asking for permission or for cash. You're being abused. It doesn't have to be a punch or a slap. It has to be someone using the power and control that they have over you to their benefit and your detriment.
Right. It
can be either person in the relationship. So whatever title is and whatever your role is, some of them do with gender. It has everything to do with abuse, and abuse is equal opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and that's facts. That's facts. And, you know, again, freestyling something like that, and I can't even imagine. But to speak from personal experience and to put it out there and to advocate, you know, like you just did, and I commend you. I understand that it takes a certain amount of bravery, personal bravery, to do what you did. For you to bring that to the show, feel comfortable enough in this space, I mean a lot. So
I'm always safe, and I know it. And I appreciate the love and the support and the transparency of all the poets before and after me, because this is where we come to give our very best. And I have to advocate. It's other awareness this month, like breast cancer. I can't do them all in one month, depending on how often the shows come out. But I try to hit all the marks and everything that means something to me. But I could not let this month end without me
giving a voice for the people who are struggling with domestic violence in their home and feel like they have no way to say.
Absolutely. And with that, I'm going to let you take it on out. I mean, I can't follow that. That's real. That's real. Say it all. I appreciate you, you know, again, for coming through, sharing the peace, sharing that energy, you know, being who you are. And, man, I'm always in awe, you know, of the off the dome thing that you do there. You always bring it home. So you're always welcome here. Hope to catch you next show. And hope that you can continue to listen until we finish out.
Look forward to it. One love, one mic.
All right. That was Gina Storm just coming through with the heat, with the freestyle. All right, so we got 502 next on the mic.
Hello, it's Lindsay. How are you?
Lindsay, look here. How are you feeling? I'm
good.
I heard the 9-minute track. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's all we got to say. Oh, I've been talking about it for 2 weeks.
You ain't got to talk about it. Just say, I heard it. I got
Thank
the gas
you.
Face.
Woo! That's funny.
just got to let
Hi,
you
lady.
Know since I heard your name. Woo!
Oh, funny. That's funny.
I got to say I heard it. Okay, now that I said that, how you been?
I'm good. I've enjoyed the show, as always. Glad I got to listen to it. I've been here most of the time and got to hear most of the poets, so it's been great.
Already. You know, we appreciate you coming through. Thanks for pressing one. I'm glad that you've enjoyed the show so far. And, you know, as always, you know, we're fans of your poetry, so we appreciate when you want to share with us. I'm gonna let you do what you do. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
All right. I'm going to read an older piece, and, you know, I'm inspired by Gina, so that's why I picked this piece. Of love thought, black eyes behind glasses worn in no sun, abuse disguised as love distraught because some random spark confuses you, as some random heart tries to take your beat while some random individual claims love for you, treats you as residual. But the survivor in you means that you are able to do more than speak words or tweak words. Rather, you can rewrite a broken past. Because with each hit, young girl, with each hit, with each gash, you become a woman. While you hid behind a mask of hate for the hurt caused by him, resulting in your lack of self-priority and extreme tolerance, you realize now after God, you must be number one before you have it to give to anyone else. And you've witnessed the telling story of time's ability to diminish. And from that, you've learned that an emptiness in a space closest to you can often be the most full, like you are a garment, gathered and pleated, but no longer a daily feeling of being defeated. His manipulation, his constant displacement of BLAME caused you to no longer love you, but see, you are no longer constrained by that deception that destroyed and broke your spirit down. Destruct no more, construct as you rebuild walls that crumbled around you, lay floors that were once pulled out from under your feet as you burdened your health, challenged your wealth, handled shit and dealt. And you did all of that because of love for him. All those times you fought off that which appeared to be greener grass, pastures, rolling hills, freedoms, because you loved his touch, the things he did with every part of him during the makeup, and loved the passion of what felt like a fairy tale, following the lead of the body, ignoring the thoughts of the mind, tripping your goals and dreams, mind control blown in his presence. You lived on the edge trying to please him, but now your cut eyes, they're not buying into it anymore. Your breath now released, your broken heart's last beat, you begin to feel what peace and love are. You see, you are living one moment at a time, not dying,
strength intensifying, fresh rain drenches you, ironically cleansing you, and the past entrenches was your physique, little trace of you, residue from the days when you were MIA, almost DOA, prisoner of his grip. You were never weak, you just thought love in the wrong place, but now you know to just love all that is you, your name, face, heart, history, tears, spirit, energy, present, future, past, gift. Yes, you have one. You're good, you're bad, you're dark, you're light, you're quiet, you're loud, you're ashamed, you're proud. Your rights, your wrongs, your chaos, and your silence. Your internal peace. Never share yourself with a beast. Only a gentle giant is deserving of a piece of you. In peace.
Again, y'all picking me out. Oh, my gosh, the ability to write poetry like this from a space like this and give the lines that you give, destruct no more as you construct walls that crumbles around you. Ah, oh, man.
Thank you. I wrote it for the young ladies, you know?
Yeah, I could dig it. But there was a line there. You know, if you could, you know, give it back to me. I don't want to say too much because I love the way that you deliver it. The beginning of it when you were saying fresh rain. That stanza.
Yep.
You wouldn't mind giving it
fresh
back to
rain.
Me?
Fresh rain. Sure. Fresh rain drenches you, ironically cleansing you. In the past entrenches was your physique, little trace of you, residue from the days when you were MIA, almost DOA, prisoner of his grip. You were never weak, you just sought love in the wrong place.
But so much is being said in that little stanza. You had a lot to say, but that's very, to me, was very powerful in what it captured, what somebody is going through in that space. You know, obviously you're caught up in a way that you can't see if somebody else can, but you can't. And, man, ooh, you wrote the hell out this piece. It's just, I love the way you delivered it as well. I love your cadence. So it just spoke to me. The rhythm of it caught me. So I wanted to hear it again. So thank you for coming through. I'm glad that you pressed one and spit that piece. Cause I definitely thoroughly enjoyed it.
Thank you so much for having me. Love you and your team, and I appreciate y'all and what y'all are doing. Have a great night.
Alrighty. Thanks for coming through. Same night. Have a great night as well.
Thank you.
Nancy coming through, doing her thing. You know, just that's all I'm going to say about it. Does her thing. So, looks like we have one call in left, and unless we have somebody else come up or hit me in the inbox. Because if you are pressing one, I cannot see. Sometimes it's coming through for some of you guys, but apparently, you know, that lady over there is being really difficult when you press one. So, that being said, looks like we got a couple people. All right. So, I'm going to go. Whoa. And then we, there they go. I don't know what's going on with this thing. This thing's tripping. We're going to go to 410. Somehow popped out and parked right back here.
Hey, Keith, it's Lutz.
Hey, how you doing? It looked like you disappeared and it was right back. I don't know what happened.
I don't know. This thing has lost its mind lately.
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, oh, it looked like we lost it. And you're right back and back in the queue. I hope this law talk is just crazy. But I'm glad that you made it tonight. How you doing?
I'm good.
Have you been able to listen to it? Yeah. Have you been able to listen to the whole show, or you caught a piece of it? Or
I came in during rain.
Okay. Yeah, she came through and did her piece, and then it just got poignant as hell after that, didn't it?
Yeah. I'm not gonna help anything.
Okay. Well, you're gonna come right on in with it. All right, I'm not mad at you, so. I'm going to let you do your thing since you're ready. I'm going to press mute. It's yours.
This, too, is one of my older pieces. It's called Forever. The idea of home has left me. You see, once I had somewhere where all my stuff resided and I could go out and lock the door and return later to go inside and just be. And once I thought I had finally reached a place where I had security. I could pay the bills and have something left for enjoying the fruits of my labor. I had love in my life, love of my work, of my friends, of my passions, and my man. And just like my home, they're gone now too. Now I have a handful of the possessions I once had all stored in my car. Friends have moved on. I can't find work. And the love of my life no longer feels the same. And my passion, I really have to dig deep to find it. I'm realizing that all my life I've always been the one everyone came to when they needed something. But now that I have nothing to give, no one has use for me anymore. I could handle that from almost everyone, but when my love walked away, it destroyed me. Because I held him up when everyone else thought I shouldn't. And for him to leave just proved they were right. So with tears today, I pray to find the strength to continue. Because right now, I just want to exhale forever. And peace.
Whoa. You weren't lying. You added to it. You piled right on top of that. Oh, my gosh, y'all. That's how y'all coming through. Oh, man. I had love in my life, love in my work, my passion, my man. And just like that home, they're gone too. There's something that you said here, obviously, that I think a lot of people resonate with is, I'm realizing all my life I was the one everyone came to when they needed someone. And when I had nothing to give, they didn't need me. Damn. That is a tough place to be. But
yeah.
Again, being able to speak from the other side of that, whoa, that's strong. And has everyone
I've never
else, I commend
this
you.
Before.
For spitting this piece, being transparent, being strong enough, feeling safe enough to share that with us, that means so much.
Thank you for the space.
You say you've never shared this piece? This is a piece
I've never
spit
this.
Actually, in my opinion.
I wrote it a few years ago. My life was kind of upside down, and I was living in my car.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everything I thought that I knew that was stable and safe was gone. And, yeah, I was sitting in behind a store and trying to get some sleep in my car when I wrote this piece.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, that's definitely deep. You know, I caught what you said at the end of this piece, so very glad you're still here with us to share poetry and be loved on and love on us back, because we appreciate you. And I think you should post that piece. I think you deserve to look
it
out.
In
all right, that's what's up. It deserves a little light. Yeah, go inside on that, because on the outside of that, look at you thriving over there, you know, doing your thing. So definitely put that on out there for people to see.
All right. I appreciate you.
Already. Well, I appreciate you coming through, showing love to the show, and like I said, feeling safe enough to do that piece, and hopefully, you know, we'll catch you next time and bringing that good energy to us, and man, just opening up this pen over here, because I'm telling you, it's some people that's writing right now because of y'all doing this, so feeling inspired and, you know, being in a good place. So thanks again, and hope to see you next Renaissance Poetry.
I'll definitely try and be here.
Already. Miss Lisa Lips coming through doing her thing. I'm telling y'all that y'all just don't get it. Like, to me, listening to all these poets where I've heard so many of them, you know, spit one way. And when they come to this show, completely different poet. Like, I'm so used to Lisa Lips, for example, doing erotic poetry. And every time she's come to this show, it's been something different. It's something that expands her pen. And that's great. This is great to hear and see everyone doing this on this show, because it inspires many of us who haven't written in a while, and many of us who didn't feel like spitting, to come forth and do something. So, yeah, y'all did your thing. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and go to the next caller. We have 937 in the building.
Good evening. This is Carla, or Adrian Simone, or Sugar Brown, depending on how you know me.
Already. Thanks for pressing one. Appreciate you listening to the show and being available. So what do you think about the show so far? Well, not so far.
I've heard it from the beginning. It has been amazing. From Joe starting it off, Host It was one of my particular favorites tonight. A lot of just floodgate opening contribution there with both Taraji and you singing, and then Hurricane, of course, came through with what she does, which is just amazing. So I have definitely needed and enjoyed this show.
That's what's up. That's what we, you know, like to hear, because that energy that comes through this show, man, it can revitalize. As many times I come through here sounding, you know, real regular, and sometimes during the show I sound like a hype man. Y'all be getting me going, but I definitely appreciate everybody who comes through and reciprocates this energy by either pressing one or commenting on the event page. So I'm sure that Taraji and Kim appreciate the shout. And I'm pretty sure they're going to be giving it right back to you, because they're definitely fans of your pen as well as I am. So I'm going to let you do what you came to do as well. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Reversal of Fortune. I'm folded like a lawn chair, and my legs are mussed for my own damn ears. My ovaries vibrate to his deep penetration. He gives me loving so good, I want to flip the situation. If I could, I'd get him pregnant, send my ripe egg deep into his ball sack and become his baby's mother. In a moment of conception, conceptualized in the twinkling of Ra's eye and the parting of the sky, coded dissension of our decedents, the genetic combining of our magical ingredients, blood, sweat, tears, saliva, and something unheard of goes into this cauldron we call love. My smile would be beaming in pride at the swell of our connection. Wonder if he'd give me a daughter or a son, as if his solar power could produce anything other than a star, because he's the one. I choose to be father, daddy, king, baba. Give me a tribe, only barefooted if he wanted to be. The strength I'd see in his vulnerability to bear fruit for me. Nothing strange, just out of the ordinary. Hold his hand while he pushes out our progeny of birthed hopes, the dreams we labored over to give life to. Yes, tonight I hope to fertilize our future within the expanse that lives within our inhaled and exhaled breaths. We close the space between us like an elevator closes the distance between floors. I want more with this man than I ever remembered I was entitled to have or cared to even work for. I am deserving of this love, like I forgot something valuable, and I'm urgently returning to get it all. As I swirl my tongue in nautilus patterns on his lips, I'll insist he just puts in the tip. Until I'm ready to move my hips and let my backbone slip, open my sacral portal as I increase my grip, the fallen pollen of my hibiscus passed while we kiss, bodies align like I'm planting crystals on his spine, charging his chakras as I pour my water divine. I'll coat my words with decadent honey before whispering, maybe tonight, baby, let me give you a baby. I want my ovum to dance on the head of his sperm until it confers his life secrets when he erupts. See, I don't want to knock him up. I want to build him up. I see so much potential in us. It's only natural to want to pass this on to the next generation. We skip the curses that tried to break us because we got great communication wrapped in beautiful reciprocation. I'm envisioning family vacations and business licenses funded by our joint dedication, putting our names on the walls of places of black higher education. No stance against your manhood am I taking, because you're the only one who can swim in this lake and make his woman want to give him a nation. Amen and ashe, in peace.
Oh, damn. Shit. Y'all are killing the mic tonight. My goodness. Wow. So many lines. Oh, my gosh. Bodies aligned like a planted crystals in the spine. See, I don't want to knock them up. I want to build them up. So many lines. But you know what about took me out, because you're just so clever and you don't hear words like this all the time. Because I know you did say, I want more with this man than I ever remembered, but swirled my tongue in nautilus patterns. Cold-blooded. It's too much. It's too much in this piece. And I always feel like that when you spit, because you have so many metaphors, and I just don't even know what to say. I'm just flummoxed. That's a good word. You are such a great writer, but your ability to also spit, you know, clever things so clearly is also, you know, dope, because everybody can catch what you're saying and paint the picture and see, you know, what you do there. And man, I'm just in awe, again, of what you do and what everyone has done tonight. I'm going to look at the event page. I bet Kim's over there losing her mind. I know Taraji, they're going to have something to say. You killed this piece.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and also the opportunity.
Yeah, we thank you for always coming through and showing love, you know, pressing one and splitting, because, man, you're definitely one of the people that we all look forward to. And as I say again, hope to catch you next time on the show. You definitely are one of my favorite poets, and me and Kim talk about you a lot, quite honestly, about the poems every time that you come through. So thanks again, and hope to catch you next time on the show.
Thank you. I humbly appreciate it.
Already. Agent Simone doing her thing. So looks like we are going to be talking to the last caller of the night. So we got our show killer in the house. Bring in my man.
Bro,
what happening, bro?
Hey, shit, how you doing?
Man, you know what it is, man. So been out of order tonight, brother. This is every show has always got me like this, man. But I'm feeling good. I feel like I just ran a race, bro. Try to keep up with all these poets tonight, man.
Yeah, everything's been good, man. I dig it. I love it.
Yeah, man. I'm glad you pressed one, brother. And how's everything going for you this week, man?
Everything's been cool, man. Everything's been everything. It's just a regular week. Nothing spectacular, nothing particular. Work pleasures.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Work pleasures.
You know, I understand that.
Right.
I understand that. Brother be working, man. But I appreciate you taking the time to make it to the show always, man, and showing love and kicking it with us, man. So I'm going to let you do what you do, which is, you know, kill the show. So I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Right on. Let's take a ride. Travel across these blue lines. Symbolic to me, they symbolize the times when I'm myself I've yet to find. The white noise symbolize the times of another void, had all the wealth I thought I wanted, but ironically unemployed. Path to nowhere. In a good space, a bad place with no cares, bad head space, but I was a ghost there. Found myself with my daughter, the Empress. She showed me the ways out of the business. Too dangerous where I was, relentless, vow to never return. She was a witness to all the crooked faces. Horizontal lines and your intentions like blinds, your eyes lie. Self-dilated, trying to play blind while trying to play two sides, I see you. The evil that men do and women too. But it's humorous when it's feeding time. Gremlins take that last bite, one stroke after midnight till what you try to multiply gets subtracted and realize all those fake-ass impressions have lasted and miles like garbage pail kids get trashed and I say to hell with all you bastards. Say hi to the bad guy. It's plain old me. Feels like a price on my head sometimes. Me against the world some nights. Everything I'm supposed to do, so I try, so I let it all go in my rounds. See, my battery dies. My time is only right sometimes. Looking up, trying to get a glimpse of sunshine. Pretty straight cat. No longer have to duck one time, but still these motherfuckers doubt me. I ain't gonna lie. See, the world can't hold me, have too much ambition. Original me can't be a rendition. Won't set up a place to place myself in position, even if it takes me taking it back to the kitchen. Back to the business. Master P with no limit, no eyewitness. Slavery days, I whipped it. Them digits by any means necessary, I goes and gets it. I'll be the source of your addiction. Come get plugged in. Or so shall I reap. Payment for the pavement that gave way under my sneaks. Escaping the ways I was caved in. Court cases of innocent bystanders by standards of the race of racists. Managing angry faces, multifaceted. Stereotype of me to be the next kid of the Baphomet. Systematic fuckery. Hatred and free thinking who think logically. Miscellaneous, pure instantaneous art. Eclectic with the vision, precision, fine like pistons or starter pistol starters. Pawns can't stop a king who lived his life for his daughters. She saved the grave and applause, leaving for the vulture. I never did any of this for life. I did it for my sanity and for the culture. There's a purpose in what I do, and some things this ought to be discussed, but eventually you'll see that everything that I've always done for us.
This motherfucker here. This motherfucker here, brother, this man said, put myself in the position, even if it takes me back to the kitchen, back to the business. Master P, no limits, with no eyewitness. Slavery days, I whipped it in order to get the digits by any means necessary, I go get it. This motherfucker here. Cold-blooded. This whole piece is crazy, brother. Like, I can't even give you all these lines, man. You were killing me. It was hard for me just to grab that. I'm just like, okay, let me get this. Like, going in,
thank
brother.
You
killed it. That's what I'm talking about. That's how you end a motherfucking show. That's how you end.
That's systematic fuckery.
Already, man. I ain't even mad at you, brother. You did your thing, man. Definitely appreciate how you come through, man, and do your thing, man. Always a pleasure when you're able to come through and end the show like that, man.
I just appreciate you having me, brother. I appreciate it, man.
Man, it's all reciprocated, man. You know what I mean? You know, we get some in on the show. You know, the poets come through. You know, everybody, you know, does their thing. Ain't all that extra ego nonsense, man. You know, we all got that love. So definitely,
right.
You know, appreciate that, man.
Yes, sir.
Already. So, that said, that being said, and everyone who is within the sound of my voice, I want to thank you guys for continuing to rock with Renaissance Poetry. Shout out to all of you for making this show what it is. Thanks to Taraji, Kimbrella,
doing that thing on the event page. Couldn't do this without y'all. And shout out to, you know, the CEO for blessing us tonight. You know, hopefully we get him back again. It's rare that we get that man on here, but, you know, it's always good to hear him. And everyone else, have a good night. We'll see you next show. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio. And I'm out.
Peace, yeah.
I'm on a roll. 12:12. I don't even know what time this shit dropping. It's gonna be one of them hours. Let it go.
I'm on a roll like a rim on a roll. Swingers adapted while scraping them foes. Pressing them buttons, oh, it ain't nothing, nigga. Popped up the trunk. Look what it shows. Smooth criminal. Easing the game. These nigga here is easily lame. Creeping and crawling, my TV was falling like woo, woo, woo. Bank. Top of the corner, I stubbed out the wheel. Spray it with the candy, dampin' the drill. Underneath the sun, it posing the flip. Bitch, it poking up the chrome on the lip. Get out the car like I fell off a cliff. Fine dude, flow, I'm good with the chip. Old school grind, I'm good with the clip. Turn the club, parking lot to the field. Hate to make it by money, my nigga, but it's about money, my nigga. I rarely be talking about ballin', but ain't like a nigga just getting by. Ain't like a nigga ain't overseas. Top flow, car key, got chains, got rings. But I rock these beats, voila. When you come up with shit out of thin air, it's magic, voila. When I tell a bitch jump on it, she say, ha-ha. I told y'all LeBron was gonna win that ring, aha. Who the fuck said I wasn't king? Ba-da. I'm two steps and three flights away. I'm on the kind of bird that turned night to day. You gotta wait your turn, I got the right away. I build a castle I live in, you gotta fight the state. Blood spoke, nigga, blood spoke. This is gladiator shit. Call my nigga truck to show you lane, how a gladiator get. I'm slicker with the flow than a fresh perm and that the better kick. Alley this 12 for 12, they like, who activated Chris? I'm on a roll like a dice game. Shake em up, shake em up, shake em up, shake. Stick with the shrimp and the rice, man. Scrape it up, scrape it up, scrape it up, scrape it. I'm on a roll like a bread maker. Bake it up, bake it up, bake it up, bake it. I'm on a roll like them bin frames. Get to the paper, the paper, the paper. I'm on a roll like 12, 12. I'm on a roll like 12, 12. I'm on a roll like 12, 12.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.